Morning Show with Peaches and DJ Motai.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Beezy, the Southeast Beast.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Jack Freeman, H-Town representative.
It's your boy D-Lo, man.
It's Cab the Dumb, man.
What's good? Space City, the great city. It's your boy Roos Williams.
Hi, this is Booker T, five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Now, can you dig that, sucker? I'ma hit when you're home.
I'ma miss it when you're gone. Welcome to another episode of the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand, everybody. I'm Brad Gilmore. I'm here with DJ Motai, and Peaches is cracking up laughing. This is the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. That was water. That was rain for it. We have a good show for you today. We have K-Dog. H-I-J K-Dog is here today explaining his new Alias project, which dropped Friday. Is probably online right now. You can get it at headrecords.com. Follow him at K-Dog_BNFA. You can find it there. We talk a little bit about Alias, about all his nicknames. We have a good show, don't we, Peaches?
So now you don't want to be funny no more because you messed up the first time?
They don't know I messed up the first time.
They do now.
We have a good show for you today, all right? We talk a little bit relationships. We actually coined some phrases on the show today.
Tyler, what are you doing?
We coined some phrases on the show today, and we talk a little bit about Magna Carta Holy Grail and my Jay-Z experience, which I was very ecstatic about. Big Jay fan. And we talk about all that, right? DJ Motai, are y'all going to say anything on the intro?
You just won't shut up. I mean, you just kind of keep going like the Energizer Bunny.
This is the intro.
He just be talking. He don't even be talking about shit.
Anyway, well then let's just cut it short. So
no, we always cut it short. Like
eight
times. And then we all, we're going to cut it short. Every interview, we're going to cut the intro short. Like, stop saying that. I said that a month ago.
I just think like the first interview was like, it was like a 15 minute.
It was five.
Whatever, it felt 15. You just talk forever, Peaches.
I talk forever.
1 minute of Peaches talk is like an hour and a half.
Kettle.
Hey, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand on iTunes. If you want to stream it right now, you go to bradgilmore.com.
If you met us yesterday at the Scope Show, hey.
You're telling them.
We have a special edition of the show coming up.
You're telling them that if they want to stream it right now as they're listening to it, you're going to.
They want to stream past episodes of the show. They go to bradgilmore.podbean.com.
Let him give directions to people that are already listening.
Or they can subscribe on iTunes. Morning. Go leave us a review, a 5-star rating. Tell people how the intros need to be cut shorter.
Follow us.
Follow us on Instagram at BG Show.
No,
at
just Brad follow Gilmore me Show. On Twitter.
Follow on Peaches Twitter. On Twitter at Tata La Peaches with a Z. Ask Peaches tomorrow. DJ Motai, anything to say?
Nope.
At DJ Motai, you can follow him at Brad Gilmore. Oh, we're going to get into DJ Motai's Monday morning music mix.
Are we doing Monday morning music mix or Monday morning mix?
Music mix.
So, hashtag 4Ms is Monday morning.
Hashtag MMMM. It's a fake Monday morning, everybody. Hashtag BG Show. Peaches, you don't talk in the background while we're doing the intro.
Hey, let me tell you who you're not about
Peaches!
To hear.
Peaches! No! You don't get to talk!
Man, I'm hungry as shit.
And on that note, we're going to go into DJ.
Ain't got no snacks and nothing.
We're going to go into DJ Motai's
Brad,
Monday morning mix.
No, let me tell you something, though. What you will not do is scream like I'm murdering you on air.
Bitches! Put the knife down! Put it down! That's actually pretty good, isn't it?
No.
I could be in a horror flick.
I could see Brad in a horror movie.
I would be the guy who lives.
You'd be the guy who dies first.
That'd be funny. Okay, so on that note, we're going to go ahead and get into DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix. Hashtag BG Show. Lego.
I was in Houston following. Now I'm back in town. Yeah. I said, I was in Houston following. Now I'm back in town.
All it takes is one text, asking me where I'm at. Told her, baby, I'm on one, but your destination is next. Now I'm coming down that freeway, that bitch came in my dick. Got that take it off on replay, like Pimp C said. All it takes is one text, asking me where I'm at.
Told her, baby, I'm on one, but your destination is next. Now I'm coming down on that freeway, that UGK on my dick. Got that take it off on replay, like Pimp C said. Now she texting me that she need a package, she ain't had it good in so long. And I'm like, damn, shawty, I'm speeding fast when I get to you, girl, it's on. And when I make it there, I just wanna see that ass, no boy shorts and no thongs. She got that ocean, have a nigga sink it quick. Rock the boat on my Leah shit. I hit the block and showed up to piece the wheel. I see some rockets pulled up and Keisha lit. I know your neighbors probably never heard of me, but they gon' know my name when you screaming it. And I'm going in, going in. At the same time, I'm showing out. I got a leg shaking, I'm rolling around. I'm head crazy, no
I can tell that she had fancy when she smiled. Shot a little dramatic, but it compliment her style. Late nights we get romantic, need a babysitter for the child. If I whip out, she like, ooh, child. I'ma hit that pussy all night, wake up, another 2 rounds. Living room got like 8 bitches, we done got another 2 down. Yeah, yeah. I was in Houston for a minute, now I'm back in town. I was in Houston for a minute, now I'm back in town.
She ain't worried about no nigga. Got her own bread, got her own business. Laced up in Isabel Marant, solid niggas thinking she gold digging. Truth be told, she got more than you, so what the hell you think she need with your old figures? Ain't none better, so I drop whatever I'm doing down when she calls. Really ain't none better, it go down whatever from the bedroom to the wall. It's the ones who bear with hustle, never ask for nothing that a nigga wanna give all. Every time I hit it, man, I need some more, I notice. Can't resist it when the dope is potent. Shot it, ride his dick just like a roller coaster. Like to drive it quick, then at a slow motion. I be hearing it like I got sentence life, I'm going dumb. I'm so unfocused, just a trail nigga. Trail nigga, all she want is a trail nigga. Most you lanes can eat deal with it. I can tell that she had fancy
when she smiled. Shot a little dramatic, but it compliment her style. Late nights we get romantic, need a babysitter for the child. If I went by, she like, ooh, child. I'ma hit that pussy all night, wake up, another 2 rounds. Living room got like 8 bitches, we done got another 2 down.
Yeah,
I was in Houston for a minute, now I'm back in town. I was in Houston for a minute, now I'm back in town. I got the little quiet bitch who never said shit. She think it hell, she screaming dreams and she from Texas.
I smoke the bad, I smoke the ugliest kind of shit. Them pretty buds with all the crystals that shine and shit like diamonds, bitch, the finest shit. Still smoke Reggie whenever I come around the shit. Salute my weed, man, he supply the shit. And all the licks I hit, they be buying the shit. We get high as fuck in my suite. My weed loud, my neighbors tripping. They say they can't get no sleep. We ain't even loud, we just in there chilling. Getting high as fuck, trying to freak. And then I'm nice enough just to speak. So why they wanna call the police, but they don't wanna say shit to me. That's why I get high than a something, bitch. Smoke Kush to my lungs sick. Drop drink and my son kiss. Then pass out in the driveway. Got a couple bitches that's my age. Got an old hoe and a young bitch. My young bitch got a blonde bitch. I feed them pills like tongue kiss. Blonde bitch got a side bitch. Third wheel, that's my bitch. Little live bitch, certified bitch. She buy shit, wanna try shit. She snort a line right off my chest. Did do splits on my dick. I laugh at her, I ain't mad at her. She try trick, she high shit. Yeah. Yeah. Tell me what you smoking on. If it ain't strong, then you smoke it wrong. We smoking on till it smoke a song. Got an ugly bitch on my mobile phone, and she say she gon' smoke something. Told her bring some friends and a 100-pack, so a nigga ain't gotta keep running back. Tell them hoes don't bring no 3-pack. Hell nah, man, we don't need that. And we only smoke heavy, we ain't smoking no bridges. So if that's what you got, you can leave that. We don't need that. Baby, hit that road for me.
Bag it up and then hold it for me. Break it down, then roll it for me. Ash it for me, then pass it to me. That Bubba Kush, that Northern Lights, the lowest price, we board the flights. That Mac Fly, that Master Kush. Hit it once, then pass the Kush. Stay smoking that gun coat, unless you gotta go see them people. Kush packs or that Climax, we in the corner rolling up that legal. Good times, just split a Rillo, switch the sweets and white owls. Roll them all, we smoke all day, then take shots when the night fall. My shades off so you can't see me, I'm fucked up all night, dog. My product like HEB, the right stuff, the right price, dog, yeah.
Don't get high as fuck,
yeah.
Don't get high as fuck.
Has me undone. I ain't even 21, but this 22 sits in my thumb, my teeth. She gon' feel this pain, all because I got sprung off some puppy loving dog. You out like fuck it. Yeah, I'm young. I know you said there's better things to come. But where they at? I'm tired of life that God gave me. So here, take it back. You don't mean that. Yeah, I do. I visualized it with an ever clear view. I believed in you when you said I grew. But at last review, I swam through. I'm selfish seldom, but a help and a hurt, holla welcome. While I was down and out, so what you think I'ma tell them? Auction my soul to the devil when the evil calls, I'm helpless. You can't lend a hand, I hope that you can understand. Feel my presence with all your plans. Down for life, oh this fam, I've lived life for what it's worth. Had fun, put in work, got 2% left on this earth. When heaven calls me, you should know it first. You're the single human I have to call. Time can't heal me after all. Find common ground before I fall, or you'll be the last person that I call.
I wonder if I die, would tears come to your eyes? Would you cry for help, or would you just cry? Would me and my pain, or forgive me for my lies? I wish that we could prevent this suicide. Don't shoot. Don't shoot. No.
You trippin', loosen that pistol you grippin', right. Or whatever, makes no difference. I just need to see you living. Mental indifference got you? Well, I got you more.
For real?
That's like asking me if Jay-Z them done got the tour. Your visual is temporary, and I see it very scary. I'm not worried, some with wonders, but this one here has me worried. As my eyes are getting teary, days to come they may be dreary. But you can't give up, stiff up, bruh, let me know that you hear me. See, cowards die a thousand deaths, soldiers die but once. Saw you on 999, what have you become? Yeah, you say that you want peace, but this ain't the way it come. We were built to stand and fight, never ever flee or run. And I know that you hear me, yo, the phone is dying. I said love is suicide, and then the line was silent.
It's about 20 in the morning. No bullshit. Saying that shit just to sound good. It's really 420 in the morning. Going to sleep. Okay, not every day I wake up. I grind and get my cake up. But first I gotta break up. So weed and then I roll it up. Every day I wake up. I grind and get my cake up. But first I gotta break up. So weed and then I roll it up. Break it down, roll it down, break it down, roll it down. I wake up with my cake up. But before I start my day, I got to break it down, roll it down, break it down, roll it down. Well, you might take me in my two-do, smoking on you, no bout to go straight up to Pluto. This Wayne is Candy Carter, Mars and smoke a blunt with Bruno. Get a Rello out the box and chop it down like a nigga that judo. And break my whole sack down and roll it fat like a nigga that sumo. You know I know yo ho Kuno, you can smell it with the windows. We smoke it like it's legal, we don't get no fuck. These skis will see us, but these hoes don't never get no hook. Real niggas, it's a roll call, fake niggas don't get no love. Yeah, been blowing that sour flower for about an hour now. So hot that if I huff and puff, I'ma fuck around, knock a tower down. I'm like a shower gown all on your bitch back. And if I throw it once, I guarantee she throw that shit back. If the weed man ain't got no draw, I'ma cop a Nick sack. And break it down like a Kit Kat, sneak that, lick that, roll my shit back, light it up and push my weed back. And sit back with my bitch that roll my weed and light it up for me. And pass it to the first nigga at my crib that came to fuck with me.
Not every day I wake up, I grind and get my cake up. But first I gotta break up. So weed and then I roll it up. Every day I wake up, I grind and get
tripping. So before work, you can catch me twisting. So now, when my boss be bitching, I get paid not to pay attention. I just keep the paper flipping. I'm a pimp, minus the limping. I just wanna roll my weed and eat everything inside my kitchen. I be tripping, eating my kids' snacks and drinking all they Capri Suns. Thank God my bitch got food stamps to supply me with my weed funds. I smoke like I don't need lungs. Don't sell it, but if you need some, I can tell you where to get it. But I'm gon' tax you like a refund. Word to the OG Bun, it's rest in peace to Pimp C. In your memory, I'm gon' smoke something and tell my bitch to twist three. And miss me with that, I don't smoke no Reggie shit, cause if ain't no draw around, then I'm gon' smoke it. If the Reggie lit, I'm on my Kelly shit. I keep it rolling, smoking blunts besides a swollen thumb. That kush like Cupid, no shooting. When I smoke, I'm so in love. Same shit, every day, new scene. Get up with the same routine. I just wake up with my cake up, but before I go to bed, okay. Every day I wake up, I break it down and roll it up. First I gotta break up, so we did, then I roll it up. Every day I wake up, grind, I get my cake up. First I gotta break up, so we did, then I roll it up. Break it down, roll it down, break it down, roll it up. Wake up with my cake up, but before I start my day, I got to break it down, roll it down, break it down, roll it down. Wake up with my cake up, but before I start my day, I got to.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. I'm Brad Gilmore.
No I'm DJ shit. Motai.
No.
Introductions, pieces.
Wait, why do you have your glasses on?
Because K-Dog has his glasses on.
Oh, wait. Okay, if we're doing that, then.
It's sunny up in here.
If we're doing that, then.
Real bright.
All right. We're just going to shade it up.
Now Brad's going to put his glasses
okay.
on.
Okay.
It's too hot in here.
We have a good show for you today.
Y'all are sitting in a room with no windows, the glasses on. That's
their lights on, though. We need protection from these UV rays.
He is not no UV
Did you just low-key flick me off, K-Dog?
That wasn't for you.
That wasn't for me? That was for her?
For you. Nah.
It was for him?
Nah.
That was just, you're a middle finger user.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Okay, we have a good show for you today. We have HIJK Elemental K Dog here with us.
You messed up the alphabet.
It's all right. People won't pick up on that. K Dog of the Head Records is here with us today. How you doing today, sir?
I'm all right, man. I'm blessed to be here.
Can you turn that fan off? God, I can't even hear. I'm gonna redo that part. We have K Dog here. How you doing today, sir?
I'm blessed to be here, man. I'm in this bitch.
Yeah. I can tell.
We in this bitch.
With your shades on.
For sure.
Have you been, it's been a while since we've seen K-Dog, Peaches.
It's been a whole year.
Has it been a year?
Yes.
It's been since Raw year. Talent.
11 months.
11
so
months.
Did you figure that out in your head?
11.
11 man. Months. Are you angry about
it? It makes
that?
Me feel some type of way, but I'm not upset about it.
What's
cool.
How you feel about it?
I don't know. I haven't been here in a while. I had never been here, but the last time I've been here, it wasn't here. It was somewhere else. That's how long it's been.
Word. So what's been up in this 11 months that we haven't seen you?
Same old, man. You know, just trying to make a dollar in a dream, you know. I'm still pursuing my rap career, just trying to get the projects together. I got the Alias EP finally done. It's dropping this Friday, and we still working on the 3.5, dropping videos, working on videos and recording a lot of music. That's about it.
Man, he literally like gave us a great update on everything that he was doing.
I ain't bullshitting. We still be at Kickback Sundays every Sunday, smashing them and crashing them.
And, so you do the cypher and perform kind of every Sunday, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically, yep.
Well, okay, when you cypher, all right, what's going through your head? All right, it's a freestyle, right? You're just freestyling?
I don't freestyle in my cyphers unless I fuck up.
So you do pre-written stuff?
Yeah.
And why don't you freestyle?
Because my written bars are harder than my freestyle bars.
Well, that would make sense. I thought the whole point of a cypher, though, was like, you know, you just...
It's whatever you really want to do. You know, if you feel like you can go in like Butter, shout out to Butter. If you feel like you can go in and freestyle and kill it, then that's what you do. Shout out to Cuddy Man, too, because he do it and Boss Mac Cab the Dunn. They can go in there and freestyle and compete with some of the best artists that go in there and spit their best written bars, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like my written bars are harder than my freestyle.
Are some people who freestyle, like, I've noticed, like, people, like, let's say, like, to me, like, I went back in the day, I used to YouTube all, like, these battle videos, right? And I would always watch Cassidy, right?
Yeah.
And I always thought he was the illest guy, right? Now, Cassidy, though, when he tried to make songs, terrible. Y'all, we all remember a drink, my drink and my two-step.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a drink and my two-step.
You like that song?
You like it?
And the other, he had another one.
I don't like
one.
It, but it wasn't bad.
I mean, we knew about it. It was on the radio.
Yeah. Only because Swizz was on it.
It don't matter.
Hold your mic.
I think I like the Swizz part. I like the beat.
On guitar.
We need to hear you.
All right.
I don't want y'all to hear me.
But do you think, is that a problem for you? Like, I mean, not a problem for you, but do you notice like a lot of cats who are really good at freestyling not being able to take it into the studio?
I don't know personally, but I get what you're saying. I understand what you mean.
Have you ever been a battle MC?
Nah.
Ever been in a battle?
Yeah, I battled twice. I'm 1-1.
Tell me about the experience, K-Dog.
I'm 1-1, baby. My first battle was like in about 2011. Yeah, early 2011, after Kickback Sunday season one, me and Dobeezy went there. We did our thing, and then it was somebody in there named Esco. He had them bars. I knew what he was about already, you know. And when I go at somebody bar for bar like that, I want it to be something real good, you know what I'm saying? Because I knew what he had. I knew what he was capable of. So I really called him out. I was like, yeah, you want a battle? We can battle. Drop $20 on it. Drop $20 on it. He got on my ass. Took my $20. It's on YouTube. You can YouTube.
How do you feel about losing?
Hey, he got it, man. I don't feel bad about it. If he deserve it, he can have it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm real competitive with this rap shit and this hip hop shit. You know what I'm saying? So when I find somebody else that's just as good as me, if not better, I can't help but to give them their props.
So I don't. To me, like, if you lose a battle, though, like, we all saw how B-Rabbit walked away that first time.
You see, battling is like a whole nother arena from rapping and hip-hop music, you know what I'm saying? So, I was just stepping out of my bounds for a little bit, so I don't even take it that seriously.
What do you think you have to do to be a good battle MC? Like, what does one have to do?
It's either natural or it's going to take a lot of practice with your skills and with your craft.
Like, is it more so like clowning on the other guy? Like, do you have to get real good at like being able to like fire people up and rhyme?
Yeah.
Is that what you have to do?
I guess you got to, yeah, because that's what they going to do. Shit. I don't know when the last time I seen a battle and a nigga didn't get on his ass. They just straight.
Do you remember any of the lines that he may have, what's his name, Esco, made fun of you with?
He said something about, he says, what, said something about me?
Yeah.
He said something about, the rhyme scheme with some clarity. You look like a J-Dog and, what did he say, J-Dog and Zero Parody or something like that.
Oh, man.
I got on my ass. I started laughing. It's funny. He killed it.
So now, you know, do you ever, like, take any of this music stuff personally? Like, does it ever get to a point where it's like, okay, jokes aside, I don't play like that.
Only in the battles. That's why I don't do it.
Oh, you Peaches, you think that K-Dog would mess somebody up if they said the wrong thing to him?
Like,
I would.
I wouldn't even put myself in a position to, because niggas be all pointing at you, touching your clothes, and talk about you like they know you and shit. Yeah, I can't handle it because I'm battle rap. I can't fuck with it.
You know, any guy who feels comfortable enough to walk into a room and start clipping his fingernails, you know,
why
does
you
not
have to out him like that.
He does not play any games. He does not play any games if that happens.
At least he cuts his fingernails.
Well, yeah, if he slaps you with uncut fingernails, that would be weird.
My shit look better now, though, baby.
Yes, it does.
Are you a piano player? That's like a lot of piano players.
Nah, I wish I could play the piano. I wish I could play the guitar, and I wish I could sing.
You working on making any of those possible?
Nah.
I'm going to be able to play the guitar by December.
You've had that guitar for a while, Peaches.
Since January.
Okay, 7 months.
Yes.
You didn't think it was that long, did you?
No.
Months?
Right.
Man.
She's slagging.
Peaches, you look a little tired.
I am.
It's early on this Monday morning.
Fake Monday mornings, yeah.
Fake Monday morning. It's early on the real Wednesdays.
It's early on real Wednesdays,
like,
man.
We don't get up this early.
Oof. Man, my brain's not even functioning.
That's why
yet.
I called you. I was like, are we really meeting up?
He did. He was like, so it's still noon, huh? I'm like, man, look.
Weren't you up at like 8 a.m. this morning?
Yeah, but
5 in the morning or something?
I went back to sleep, man.
That's crazy.
I was tired.
I was too.
Yeah.
I text you at like 8 something.
You text me at 10.
Oh, I woke up at 8. I tried to text you at 8 something.
See, I figured we weren't going to do it anymore because you didn't say anything to me the whole morning.
What, so you expect me to micromanage you?
Brad don't get up
you?
To like 1.
No, I'm just...
You expect me to micromanage you, Motai?
No, no, I don't expect you.
You do. You do it. You gonna let him yell at you like that?
Yeah, because I'm battling him, all right? I'm making him walk away because he just took his loss.
No.
Yeah.
No. So, you would lose.
We're back. We're back.
You would lose.
We're back to Gay Dog here. No, okay, man. So you're not a piano player like we've mentioned, but how'd you get into music? When did you start? Were you always like a musical guy growing up? What was it?
I guess so. I always liked music, rap in particular. And I guess just like anybody else, if you see something you like, if you got enough courage in yourself, you'll try to do it your damn self. So I tried rapping, you know, early ages, 5th grade, 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, progressed over the years.
11th grade, 12th grade?
11th grade, 12th grade, 13,
yeah, 14. I was making sure.
Yeah.
I was like, did you stop in 10th grade?
I ain't stop. I just progressed over the years, yeah. Finally got into a studio, started recording myself, heard what it sound like, you know what I'm saying, developed my skills, developed my mind frame and which route I was trying to take it in, and this is where we at now.
Now, you said, you know, you started trying to make your craft and working on it a little better. Who was the rapper, though, that you saw, right, and you were like, okay, this is cool, I like this, I want to do this? Who was it?
I'd probably say Tupac and Eminem.
Okay, why? Let's explain both of them. Why Tupac? There you go with the middle finger again.
Yeah.
Tupac. Why Tupac first?
I heard Pac early, like Machiavelli. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a '90s baby. I was born in 1990. I ain't really get on Pac till probably '96.
Yeah.
I heard Hail Mary, and I don't know what it was. Hail Mary captured me. I heard Hail Mary, and I told my mom I need that Machiavelli tape. She went and bought me a Machiavelli tape at 5 years old.
Parental advisory?
Yes, sir. It was a tape cassette. I had to listen to.
Oh, yeah, the
like,
cassette.
Yeah, it's alive. A couple years later, after he died, well, however many years later, the 2 CD, the double disc greatest hits came out, and I got that too. And I was on Eminem early too when he first came out.
And, what was it about M? Because I've always been an Eminem fan, but people just assume because I'm white.
Oh, that's not the reason why.
That's not the reason why, Motai.
I don't know what it is about M. I was just captured on to his lyrics and his, you know what I'm saying, and his talents.
He's
just with him being a white boy. And then
you thought it was tight that he was white and rapping
thought,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I thought it was tight that he was a white rapper. He didn't use the N-word.
You thought that was cool.
Yeah.
You don't have to be censored. We're grown-ups. We do what we want
to
do.
I think he wanted to say the N-word.
I don't know why I said it. Maybe it's because I use white and...
You're like, no, white, you got to say N-word. If you say white, you got to say N-word.
Because, you know, like last week, Pro was like, oh, I could curse. Like, girl, let's do what you want to do right here.
I cursed already, but yeah. M nice, though. M cold. I saw fucking with M earlier.
Faye, what's your favorite M album?
Album? Other than Relapse.
You're a Relapse fan.
I fuck with
okay, Relapse. See, I like Relapse too. A lot of people were like, "Nah, he wasn't like it was just too weird, and he wasn't really rapping about anything." But if you listen to his actual rhyme patterns and the flows that he was doing, like I don't know anybody who can rhyme like I put Nerf and in my stirrup and serve. I'm like, what are you saying? Like it's just like he mentioned every drug that's on the market. He figured out how to rhyme.
It's pretty tight.
Yep.
He could rhyme anaphylactic seizure if he wanted to. All right, that's how gifted it. Rhyme it, Peaches.
No.
I know you're thinking. I saw you roll your eyes like, what rhymes with that? I can't think of anything.
No, I'm not a rapper.
I'm not Eminem.
I'm not a rapper.
I just remembered. I'm Peaches.
Anapoliptic seizure.
Have you ever had Peaches and M&M's together, though?
Why?
I had that actually recently, peaches randomly. I randomly had like a bag of M&M's and I ate a peach to wash it down with. That's a true story.
It was hard, huh?
Huh?
Yeah, no water, nothing.
No water. But put the mic up to your mouth so I can hear you.
Oh, I was really just talking to you. But
yeah, but it's all on air, right. So you know, people need to hear what K-Dog's saying.
True.
We sitting on the couch and shit.
This mic's been on the whole time.
But
that happens to me a lot.
After some technical difficulties, we're back here on the Brag and More Show on Demand.
They don't even know that.
I know they don't need to know that, but it's going to be like an awkward transition, so I just figured I'd throw it in there and make it a little more awkward.
Oh, because you don't remember what we were talking about.
Exactly. Thank you, Tyler, for making it even more awkward.
You're welcome.
DJ Motai, you can always count on him. We're back here with K-Dog.
K-Dog, bitch.
and we're, we were
you don't
talking,
feel like you loud enough?
No, I read waves.
You
all right.
What?
All right, yeah, anyway.
You what?
I read waves. You don't understand. It's some music stuff.
Don't
it's some,
what I don't understand.
It's some stuff that's way over your head.
I will slap the dog shit out you.
You have to be an artist.
I am an artist.
To, no, you just got to be an artist.
I am an artist.
No, no, no. You got to be like a real artist.
I am a real artist.
No. Like an actual artist.
I am an actual
like
artist.
Like one that actually makes art.
I do make art.
You know, like that people like.
You love me. I am art.
Nigga. I am art. Yeah. Yeah.
I am art.
Yeah. So K-Dog, you were telling that we were you were working on a lot of projects right now, and Alias EP,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're working on the Alias EP, right? It's done, right?
Right.
Now a lot of people, since you haven't been on the show for 11 months, new fans of the Brad Gilmore Show and new fans of K-Dog might not know all of your aliases. So if you could,
is nine of them?
It's about 11 or 12 of them.
All right, if you could speak into the microphone, project, and let's hear
all. I'm sorry,
all.
I had to think about it this early. I'm still sleepy, excuse me.
It's all right.
Yep.
Take Monday mornings, hashtag.
I understand. Kill Smith, Lawrence Swishburn, Penzel Washington, Pay Me Fox, Cooker T Washington, Chill Cosby, Mike Tyson, LL Cool K, Blue Hefner, Chris Methamphetamine, Bridrick Douglas, Langston Blues.
Langston Blues is new.
Indeed.
Bredrick Douglas?
Indeed.
That's a new one, too. I hadn't heard that
who
one before.
Who is Langston Blues?
Langston Hughes.
I know. I didn't ask who Langston Hughes was.
He's my... I
know what I asked.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's my...
Y'all will not do me. I'm so mad.
It's okay. I'm sorry.
They tried me just now.
All right. So, go ahead, Kato. Explain these nicknames.
They came about just... K-Dog being crazy, stupid, silly than a motherfucker. I just like the names. Start going on with them, and they start coming up over time, and I liked them hoes, and I kept it going. I figured I could make myself stand out a little bit if I just, you know what I'm saying, use them names to my advantage. You feel me?
And for people who didn't pick up on it, one of his nicknames is Mike Tyson.
And
it's
that's
not
Mike
even a play on
it.
It's just Mike Tyson.
What's so funny is that's how I found out that he had a brother.
It's Mike Tyson, M-I-C.
I spelled it like that on Twitter one day. I was doing something, and somebody was like, either you can't spell or you know my brother. And I'm like, who's your brother? K-Dog was his brother. I didn't even know he had brothers.
Is this true, K-Dog?
Indeed.
Do you have brothers?
Indeed.
How many brothers do you have?
I have six brothers.
You have six brothers?
I have two biological brothers and four god brothers.
Oh, four god brothers? Like brothers? Like brothers of
another mother,
blood related,
right?
Okay, two blood related brothers,
right?
How old are you? The youngest,
indeed.
Indeed, is this your favorite word?
Indeed,
indubitably. Yeah, stepped your game up right there. I put him on major game.
Indubitably.
What?
I don't use words that I don't know what they mean or if I can't spell them.
Indubitably is like indeed, pretty much.
No, okay.
And it's phonetic.
He probably can't spell it. I'm pretty sure he knows what he... What
he spell away from the microphone for sure.
Indubitably.
Spell away from the microphone.
Spell away so the Alias project, is it because you have all these aliases? Is that the reason?
Right.
Indubitably?
Everybody didn't make it, though.
Who didn't make it?
Lawrence didn't make it. Lawrence Swishburn didn't make it.
Uh-huh.
And, damn, I might have missed him. Lawrence Swishburn didn't make it. Pay Me Fox didn't make it.
Pay Me Fox didn't make it?
Yeah, that's my singer. He didn't make it.
I thought you... Why?
His track wasn't dope enough for one, and I didn't have time to record it and put him on there. I had dope as shit.
It's understandable.
Right?
It's definitely understandable. So when are we supposed to get this Alias project?
Friday, July 12th, we're having a mixer at SF2 South.
That's this Friday, huh?
Indeed. 7204
so
Southwest Freeway.
Friday that just passed because it's a fake Monday morning.
Yeah, hashtag fake Monday morning. So by the time everyone hears this, Alias EP will be out.
Right.
All right. Pay Me Fox is not featured. Neither is Lawrence Swishburn.
Is this your first time doing a fake Monday morning?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's why we
always
have a hashtag.
Do a fake Monday.
True.
We always do a fake Monday morning.
True.
Yeah, it's always a fake Monday morning. Don't think you're special.
I don't.
We didn't make this
y'all
whole session.
Y'all already talking about y'all usually don't wake up this early. I'm like, damn, I got y'all up at 12? That's too early?
We normally
it's 8 a.m.
I wish I could wake up at 12.
It's 8 a.m. on a fake Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now he gets it.
It's one of those things we meet in both ways. We really don't ever be at this early either, though.
It's been 11 months, y'all.
It's been 11 months. You're not used to the new way we swing it around here. Right. Well, pause? Is that a pause?
Yeah, that's a pause.
Is that a pause? I think that might be a pause. Okay, moving right along, though. So Alias will be out by the time you hear this. You can probably get it at headrecords.com, I'm assuming.
Indeed.
K-Dog underscore BNFA.
K-Dog. Yeah, K-Dog underscore BNFA. Yeah, that's the Twitter.
On Twitter. So
and the Instagram is K-Dog underscore bitch. And that's K-D-O-G-G.
That's K-Dog underscore bitch.
All right.
And it's K-O-D-G, all capitals, no spaces.
I feel
you
that.
G.
I said two G's.
D-O-double-G. Okay, we understand. So moving right along again. Okay, K-Dog. Now, Alias is going to be out by the time people hear this. And also, you're working on the 3.5 mixtape, correct?
Right.
Which is coming when?
The 3.5 mixtape is coming in September.
In September. Now, I want to ask something, K-Dog.
Uh-huh.
Last week on the show, we had Propane on. Uh-huh. And the majority of the show, which actually is our longest show to date, by the way, Peaches.
Is it?
For the Bragging On Demand. On Demand is the longest show. For the majority of the show, we talked relationships in the hip-hop industry, right? Now, I know you're K-Dog, all right? I know you're part of the Head Wreckers, all right? I know y'all go on many of tours around Texas and the southern region and the southern belt, the panhandle, okay? I understand the third coast, okay? But what I want to know is how is it? Are you currently in any relationship?
Kind of relationship?
You're not.
I said what kind?
Oh, like a boyfriend girlfriend type.
No, nah, I'm not.
You're not.
No. Nah.
What kind of relationship are you in? Since you had to preface the statement.
I didn't know what kind you were talking about. I thought when you said we were talking to Propane about relationships, I thought you meant like relationships with other artists in hip hop or some shit.
Oh like, no, like
business relationship type.
Boy
shit.
Girl.
Nah, I don't. Nah.
Or boy. I don't know you that well. I don't know.
No. I'm heterosexual. I love the ladies.
All right, cool. Now, do you get a lot of these groupies on these tours?
No, I don't.
I think that's like
you
not
feel
true.
A certain way about not getting groupies, you mad? Wait.
I sounded upset about that, didn't I?
No, I don't. No. There are no groupies.
He responded so quickly, too.
Big Bad Cab, get some ball. He said, Big Bad Cab, I want all mine. And they all mine.
Nah, man, it ain't like that.
No kind of groovy love for K-Dog?
Not for K-Boogie, baby. Not for me.
I think we broke Peaches. I don't think she works anymore. I think we broke her.
Yeah, why?
So have you ever had any kind of groupie?
Yeah, we did. I did. I mean,
we did. Whoa. No fun, so homie can't get none. What?
So how many people was it?
Smash the homies.
What?
All kind of questions.
She smashed the homies.
So what happened?
Sorry. Yeah, I did. Yes, I did. Yep, I did.
Yes, we did.
I did.
Okay, so how many of we is it? First of no, okay. So you did before.
I did.
Are you not proud of that?
I did.
I can't tell you where it is.
Hey, fucking job, man. What's up?
Oh, man. Oh, okay. He had to take his shades off for that one. He was like, whoa, it's getting too real on this fake Monday morning. Oh, wow. Jesus H. Christ. William H. Macy.
Yeah.
What?
What's wrong, Peaches, baby? What you got going on?
Okay, so let's tell you about the groupie experience. Did you pull her off Twitter?
Nah.
No? Mm-mm. Okay, do you want to elaborate where you got her from?
Nope.
No?
We was out of town, man. Where were we? We was in College Station. That was a long night. Good weekend, too. 420 weekend, to be exact.
This year?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now how did this you performed on stage and then she come up to you afterward?
Nope. I got Brad on the edge of his seat. You want the details, huh?
I want them.
Well, Hey, man, that was the weekend we had the party bus, and we had that party bus cracking, baby, shocking and rocking. Y'all can go back to the Vine and Instagram Molly and look at the
was
pictures.
Was there some molly popping going on?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about, yeah, we had this one. You know what I'm talking about? We found us somewhere, you know what I'm saying? K-Boogie being the driver of the bus. You know what I'm saying?
He wiggled his glasses.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I put in my I added in to the job, and we ended up getting, you know what I'm saying, what we got, took it to the spot, made it drop, put the key on the lock, locked it up.
It's your old ass.
I ain't bullshitting.
Like you sound like old man. I put the key in the hole and I locked that motherfucker. Like,
you were driving the bus?
I was driving that motherfucker.
He did drive the bus.
I drove the bus.
So if you were driving the bus, right, and you were shocking and rocking and hip-hopping and popping and locking, right?
Right.
You were getting in while you were driving the bus?
Indeed.
Well, you were getting in while you were driving the bus? Roadhead?
Yeah. It was two, three. It was about four of us. You know what I'm saying?
Who's
on
us?
On the bus.
Oh, on the bus. Okay. I thought you meant there's four of us in the seat of the driving of the bus.
Nah, I don't know how
you was driving at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. We don't go too deep into details.
We got pretty deep so far.
I see.
How deep did you go into the groupie is the question.
I ain't go too deep. I touched the throat, though, about it.
I don't even know what he said, but it sounded funny.
He said he didn't go too deep. He touched her throat. That was about it.
Indeed.
Oh, she throated you. Can we say that now? Did we just coin that phrase? She throated you?
She throated me.
I don't like throated. I touched her throat.
I touched the throat?
I touched the throat while I was driving.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's start that on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. I touched her throat.
While I was driving the bus.
Were you making the bus stops? Okay, no. So that was your only groupie experience, though?
Nah, that's just the only one we're going to talk about. I mean, but that was the only one on the road with the crew.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was she loving the crew also?
Yeah.
Yeah? There's some crew love going on?
Indeed.
So being on this, like, a part of this lifestyle, right, and getting, you know, being able to touch groupies' throats on buses, right? When was the last time you were in a relationship? Let's start with that.
I got out of my last relationship in 2011. Yeah, 2011.
And that was right before you started to really, like, kind of blow up on the scene?
Yeah, you can call it what you want to call it. I dropped Killing Spree 3 in February 2012. I came out into the underground scene in early 11, but yeah.
Okay, so it was when you're starting to hit your stride or whatever. Did the hip hop whole? Did your whole hip hop game? Is that what ruined the relationship?
Damn, that's a good question. I ain't never thought about it, but I don't think so. I mean, shit. I think it was just running this course, and I just
kind of outgrew each other.
Yeah, it's just got time to.
Yeah, you have a lot of relationship problems. Was there a lot of problems in the relationship?
Nah, you know what I'm saying? I'm real picky in particular, and with the females I pick, so I won't have no problems when I get in a relationship. So
what's picky in particular?
Like, I don't want no problems in a relationship, so, like, I try to foresee some shit before I get myself into a relationship, before we make it, you know what I'm saying, before we put a title on and say, yeah, we're gonna be together.
Foresee some shit? How
I mean, like,
work?
I could talk to a chick for at least 2-4 months just saying we talking or we just fucking or whatever without being together, and I could see whatever I want to see that'll stop me from being like, nah, I can't be with her.
Once you put a ring on it, it all changes.
He ain't saying no ring.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
He was saying once you were starting to talk to a girl for 2-3 months or whatever.
That's not putting a ring on.
No. I know. That's when you kind of figure out how she is. But I'm saying as soon as you claim her, all right.
It can't change.
It will change.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
No.
What will change?
Everybody doesn't.
Oh, people, what I.
The girl. Her. Yeah. Per title.
True.
Like, the title doesn't change.
Nah.
People.
They do.
It does.
It don't.
Maybe not everybody. But it does.
I see what you mean.
I mean, I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. I'm just saying that there's this common misconception of, like, how men don't like to be grouped the same. Neither do women. Everybody is not like that.
Are you saying all women are the same?
Exactly. Yeah.
No.
Like, that's like when most of the time when dudes be like, oh, I don't like a combative woman. Most men don't know how to not handle a combative woman because they think that if she's not combative, then she doesn't care. That's not what that means.
So what does that mean?
She just don't feel like arguing, just like you don't feel like arguing.
But not everybody's like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so here's the thing. I actually have problems with that. If a girl, like, if we're in an argument and then she just kind of just, like, doesn't say anything, I have an issue with that. How do you handle it? Because if we're arguing, I want to argue back.
That's what I'm saying, this problem out. My thing is, how do you want a girl that doesn't nag and doesn't want to argue, but then she's not arguing to the amount that you want her to argue? You don't get to pick and choose the amount of the argument.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, when a girl doesn't say anything at all,
maybe
how do you handle that?
Maybe she don't
want
to talk about it anymore.
But how do you handle that as a man?
Move the hell on.
So you don't ever bring up the situation again?
I mean, if it's still bothering you, say your piece, but you don't have to have an argument about everything. People like to argue about stuff that needs to be talked about. Like, what are we arguing about? Like if we're arguing and yelling, it's too much yelling and we're not solving shit. Now we're just both mad. If we gonna talk about some shit, if we need to settle some shit, we don't need to argue about it. We need to talk about it.
What does K-Dog think about
this? Argue with you about nothing. We can talk about it.
What do you think, K-Dog, about arguments and relationships and stuff?
I don't argue. I don't argue with a stranger, and I damn sure wouldn't argue in my relationship. Like she said, that ain't gonna get us nowhere.
I mean, I'm not saying that they don't happen, because arguments do happen.
Yeah, it happens.
They're gonna happen.
That's just me. I don't.
I'm gonna avoid an argument.
Yeah.
Before I would ever.
But see, that's weird, Peach. I find you seem to be the confrontational type.
I'm assumed the confrontational type because I don't, like, how I feel is how I feel. I'm not gonna change how I feel based off how somebody else is feel. A lot of people do that. I'm not being combative with you because I don't agree. I just don't agree. I don't have to agree. I can feel how I want to feel, and you can feel the way that you want to feel. We don't have to feel the same as long as we can move the hell on away from whatever it is. Like, if you don't agree, you just don't agree. You're not going to change how I feel about it. You can either I'm going to understand it or I'm not. And then you move on.
I think you just changed Motai's life right here. Look at him. He's like, oh. Oh,
I mean, cause people,
it's so simple.
People like to argue about
they
stuff
do
that don't matter. Like, for what? Like, when people argue every day, I'm like, how are you happy? If y'all arguing every day, what are y'all accomplishing? I prefer to laugh.
Like, wait, I mean, I think everyone prefers to laugh.
Here's
the thing. If I have an issue, I'm going to say it out loud.
But it doesn't have to be an argument. Like, me coming home and being like, okay, if I was in a relationship, I came home and was like, you know what? I didn't ask you for 3 days to take out the trash. I'm not going to have an argument about it. I'm going to say that, and I'm going to grab the trash and take it out. Now, I might do something later and be like, you should have took the trash out. But we're not going to argue about it. You didn't do it. There's not anything to argue about. Take the damn trash out.
You should have taken the trash out?
And I
did. You need to go out.
And I did.
So,
but when you need in the Hot Pocket the next night, it's because you didn't take the trash out. I'm not going to argue with you about it. Fix it.
See, you're like a vindictive type.
Not vindictive, but
you're very retaliatory.
I'm not retaliatory, but if
that's retaliatory.
Maybe I don't feel like cooking, but you still gotta eat.
So
I ask you to do is take the trash
out. You're gonna hot pocket the man?
Yes, I will. You know how long it takes to prepare a little hot pocket later? Huh?
You still gonna get a little hot pocket later?
I don't know. I don't believe holding out
because
sex
here's
is
the thing,
K Dog. Holding out sex is how you make your man go away.
Here's the thing. Last week we were talking about relationship with Pro, and Peaches said something like, you know, if we just don't work out, just love me from a distance, right, or something like that, right? You said love me from a distance, and Pro was like, if I'm loving you from a distance, can we still have sex? And she said, yeah. I was like, then why aren't all relationships just loving from a distance?
Because you have to know who you're dealing with. Like, some people like to be around whoever they're with all the time. Like, and I'm not saying that people don't, you know, evolve into that, but they do it quickly. People got stuff to do. I can't be up under you all day.
Yeah.
Like, just because you're not next to me don't mean you don't care about me. Especially with this kind of industry, like, you have stuff to do. You don't have time to be around each other all the time because you got work to do.
See, I have that issue. When I'm in a relationship, I want to be around the girl. I want the girl to be around me all the time, right? I want her to come to me with everything. Well, no, I mean, that's true. I don't want to go do this. Honestly, like, it's like I want her to come with me to places, right? And I want her to be with me all the time in a way, right? And I actually think that and this being me being honest, I think that leads to the downfall of almost every relationship I've been in is me wanting the girl to be around me all the time.
Why?
Why do I want that?
Yeah.
Because I'm not in a relationship with you to not see you.
I mean, okay, but I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But if that's the case, does that mean that you're spending time with somebody who you don't want to be with all the time? So you're just doing that because that's what you want, but it's not with the right person?
They just think, if I'm in a relationship, I want the girl around. I just want her.
I mean, that makes sense. Who don't want to be around who they're in a relationship with? I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm with somebody, then of course I want to be with them all the time. Like,
duh. But you're saying like sometimes it's just not logistically possible.
It's not like it's, you got shit to do.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I mean, you make certain sacrifices and you do certain things per the relationship. Every relationship will not function the same. You can't go into a new relationship taking stuff that happened in your past or stuff that happened to somebody else into that. You can't treat somebody else based off how you've been treated. Like, I can't treat the next dude bad because somebody else might have treated me bad. I can't put that on him. He ain't do that. But people have a bad habit of doing that.
Let me ask you this, K-Dog. If you're in a relationship, right?
Right.
And say you're on the road, all right? And you get another girl where you can touch her throat, all right? She throws the throat at you. Are you going to accept the throat?
Probably the throat.
You're going to accept the throat?
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. So you
I ain't going to lie. I'd probably accept the throat and the poke.
But go ahead. What?
Poke.
And the poke. So you would accept it, right?
Yeah.
Now you obviously wouldn't tell your girl about it, right?
I'd have to.
You would have to.
Yeah, yeah.
And how would that conversation? Have you cheated on your girl before?
I don't cheat.
But you would tell her.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you think that conversation would go? How would you bring it up?
I don't know if I could. I'd probably have to wait till I get back home. I'm not a good.
You damn sure would not over do the phone. It on the road.
Huh?
Because you already on the road. Don't
yeah,
ever.
I don't think that's I could do it. On the phone type yeah. shit. But yeah, I have
it was
to,
a text. Like, hey, yo. Okay, I got the throat in the
mouth. I mean, but shit, that's different. You know what I'm saying?
It's
if
not.
This shit happened one night, like, if it happened, like, last night, then she called sometime the next day and
but
be like.
But you feeling guilty. You know what I'm saying? That ain't got nothing to do with her.
That's different if I have to. I'll tell her. You know what I'm saying?
But what would you feel more guilty about, the throat or the poke?
The poke.
So why do the poke? Why can't you just stop after the throat?
Because I can't stop after the throat.
See?
But look, this is what I'm saying, though. Like, if she was to call me randomly and be like, what were you doing last night and just made a big deal out of shit, I would tell her. But I don't
How
think I could just, I couldn't, I don't know, just, I'm just saying. But I couldn't just call her, like, after last night feeling bad, like, baby, I fucked up. I did some bad ass shit last night. I just wouldn't do it no more because I know I fucked up. But when I get home, I still tell her, yeah, I fucked up one of them nights. I got some head.
So do you believe in the monogamy of a relationship at all?
I don't know what monogamy means.
Like not cheating on each other.
Yeah, I don't believe in that shit. I don't believe it's the point of getting in a relationship if y'all not for each other.
Okay. What were you about to say, Tyler?
What if she calls you, you know, your girl,
yeah,
but she has no idea about it? Would you feel guilty? Would you say something about
it? I would, but then again, I don't like doing that shit over the phone. Like, I don't know. Like, that's thinking too far.
It's like, I get what you're saying, but, like, you know, you had a chance to tell her, but you didn't. You waited.
Ooh, probably not, man. If she just ain't say shit about it, probably not, fool. I just wouldn't do it no more and just tell her when I got home.
I'm going to put it like this. There's over the phone, when you're trying to confess something like that, I think it's a cop-out. Because you don't want to see my face when you tell me. That's what it is. But B, it's one of those things that everybody be like, honesty, honesty, honesty. You don't have to tell me that. I'm going to be better not knowing.
Fuck that. I won't.
Really?
Well, because you telling me that to tell me what? You telling me that, and what is that going to solve?
Shit.
Wouldn't you feel stupid? If you didn't know and everyone else knew? Say, for instance, everyone else didn't.
I mean, even... Okay, I'm going to feel stupid, but I'm either going to stay with him or I'm not. Like, that goes back to, as a man, you don't embarrass your woman. It's like a woman doesn't embarrass her man. It goes back to that. Like, I'm only going to feel stupid when you've embarrassed me. What you do in-house and it's only between you and I, then I'm not going to feel embarrassed because if I love you and I'm with you, then I have a decision to make. Like, that goes back to people want like that old school type of relationship, but don't know how to handle all of that comes with.
Yeah,
my grandfather had kids outside the marriage. They come to the house. Like, those are my aunts and uncles. We know them. My grandmother, who was not their biological mother, still, you know, they were. You come to the house. You come speak, cause that's it. Shit happens. Like, I'm country, so maybe it's just a little different. But I'm not. Again, in no means am I saying that I'm here to be cheated on, and that's how I feel. Because I'm not. I'll fuck some shit up.
Yeah.
Because I'm a woman, and I care, and I have my emotions. But in the same token, it just is a respect issue. Like, why? And again, why are you with somebody if you're gonna go do all of that? Love me from a distance. Don't be with me if that's what you still want to do.
I feel that. Now, on the same token, K Dog, role reversed. Your girl cheats on you. How do you handle that situation?
Like, how did I find out?
How do you find out? Someone tells you.
Does it matter how you found out?
I don't know. Yeah,
if she tells me, like.
Okay. Well, let's go both ways. Let's go. Her telling you first, and then let's go. You find out from someone else first. How do you handle?
Yeah, I ask her. You know what I'm saying? Ask her what happened. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. It depends on how long
I cheated on you. What? How do you react?
It depends on how long we was together and how deeply in love we were.
I don't think that how long you were together matters. I think it does.
You care about her a lot.
Well, shit, what's the difference?
Because time doesn't depict the deepness of how much you care.
Does it depict the deepness of how deeply in love you are?
Time, no.
What does then?
How you feel about the person?
Yeah.
So you can fall deeply in love with somebody in a month.
Yes.
Yeah,
two weeks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every day of the week, every hour of the day, huh?
You can fall in love, I believe, in a day.
All right, that's cool, but whatever.
Look, nobody
it depends. Like
you,
I said, it depends on it depends on how much I love her or whatever.
You love her a lot. So how do you react?
We've been together for a while.
A year?
Is a year a long time?
Nah, that's not a long time.
2 years.
No, I don't think so.
5 years.
And we talking about breaking up. Like, I'm not with that cheating shit. Like, I'd probably ask her. I mean, I don't know, dog, because it's, I don't know, it's different circumstances. I have to ask her, depending on how it went, like, how she tell me, how she react to it. I'd have to, like, probably cut her ass off or stop fucking with her for a while or one of those. So I don't know.
And then, okay, but what if she tells you? What if she's honest about it? And she comes up to you and is like, yo, this is what happened.
Yeah, that's something I could consider, you know what I'm saying? I could consider keeping her around. I respect the honesty or whatever, because I do the same thing, like I just said.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So, I mean, you're able to look at it from both ways, sides of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Me, I know she comes up to me and is like, yo, I cheated on you. Like, all right, bye. Bye. I'll delete her number. I'm that guy. I'll block it.
Like she said, like, why would you tell me that? Like, I'd ask her the same shit. Like, I not with, like, why you want
to
tell me that?
Like, no. I cheated on you. I'm be like,
yeah,
what? Like, yeah. Why you okay right now? Like, you good with that? You chilling? All right, well, I'm good on you. Like,
yeah, I'm good on you, right?
That's true. That's how you feel. That's how you feel. I'm just be like, hey, I had to tell somebody.
I mean, I'm not saying that. Like, my thing you. Is, if somebody walked up to me and was just like, yo, I cheated on you yesterday. Like, and then that's how it was said to me. I'd be like, and it just wasn't shit.
I mean, it wouldn't be like that.
But that's what I'm, that's like, that's how he said it. Like, I'm just, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to hush.
No, go ahead.
Because I think that's bullshit. Maybe because, like, I just think that's bullshit. I don't know how I want to say this yet.
No, come on. Let's figure it out.
Because there is so many ways that this goes bad. Because as for a woman, it's worse when the other woman comes to you. That's one of the most disrespectful things, because now I'm having to look her in her face and she's telling me what she did with my man.
Oof.
And that's very disrespectful. That's disrespectful on so many levels, to the point to where you've not only embarrassed me, but she's in my face. Why does she know who I am?
Yeah.
It's embarrassing when, you know, when his homeboys comes up to you, but then you don't know whether to believe him or not, because maybe he's trying to get at you. Or you wondering why, you know, he's snitching on one of his boys. So then you're like, okay, it's a lack of loyalty, but still, why are you fucking up like that?
What if it was your friend?
What if your friend what?
Told you.
Oh, told you.
I mean, it depends on, you have to, if that friend has your best interest in heart and is not trying to be vindictive towards your relationship, then they're being a friend. They're doing what they're supposed to do, because if they had not told you, then you'd still be upset regardless. You'd be upset twice. So you can't fault them for telling you what you need to know, but the decision is ultimately yours. Like, yeah. A lot of people like to judge the amount of love that somebody has for somebody else in their relationship. We don't have anything to do with that. How I love somebody and if I choose to stay with them no matter what they put me through, that's on me. It doesn't affect anybody else. If I love the man enough to stay with him despite what he do, because at the end of the day, he makes me happy and that's who I want to be with, then let me be them. Like, it's one of those things you can't do nothing about it. because you can't, I can't explain to you how to love somebody else. I can't explain to you what love to somebody else feels like. I can't compare it to shit because it belongs, like, my love belongs to me, and how I feel about somebody else is how I feel. We try to compare love and you can't do that. It does not work that way. That's why you can't define it. It is what it is, and people need to leave it the hell alone and let it be what it is.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick break on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand so I can process that. Man, Peach just laid it on us.
Love.
Is that a pause? I mean, is it a pause? If it's a, never mind. All right, we'll be right back here on the Brad Gilmore Show. DJ Motai is going to do a special mix for us right here now. And we'll be back after that.
This is an exclusive Whiskey Boy production.
Fade out, bitch.
Whiskey.
Fuck your swag, nigga. I got the juice, bitch. I say, fuck your swag, nigga. I got the juice, bitch. I hit the scene, it's just me and the team. Everybody make a scene, I know it's cause of my style. The bitches tell me I'm clean, they take pictures and scream. It really ain't what it seems, they ain't seen me in a while. Fresh dressed in suits, strapped up like troops. Beavers is getting loose, throwing smoke up out the roof. I'm rapping while I'm trapping with Steve and Shaka Poo. I got connections all through the city, shout out to Coop. I woke up in the bed with a half a bottle of Goose. In the middle of two hoes, oh no, both of them cute. I was wondering if I fucked them, I still had all my rubbers in the mirror and say you got the juice, bitch ass nigga. These niggas dancing, smoking and holding hands with these funny ass haircuts and tight ass pants. Everybody got swag and using it so loose. That's why I tell them I got the juice. Nigga, fuck your swag, bitch. I got the juice. Nigga, fuck your swag, bitch. I got the juice. Nigga, fuck your swag, bitch. I got the juice. Yeah, I got the juice. Yeah, I got the juice, bitch. I got the juice. Got the juice, bitch. Bitches K-Dog reppin' Deuce, bitch. Blue pin spittin' raw dope. Every verse is a few bricks. Spit to my tooth chip. Go and get my tooth fixed and go and spit some new shit. I'm too sick, I'm flu sick. I walk it like I talk it, and I talk it like the shoe fit. Fucking right, I stick to the paper like a glue stick. Blue half the hoe, I check a hoe like my to-do list. I do this, you do that, you do this. If you don't wanna do shit, then go and get some new dick. You do, bitch, you useless. You stupid and clueless. Lazy than a motherfucker. Moochin' out my juice, bitch. You crazy than a motherfucker. These niggas dancing, smoking and holding hands with these funny ass haircuts and tight ass pants. Everybody got swag and using it so loose. That's why I tell them I got the juice. Nigga, fuck your swag, bitch. I got the juice. Nigga, fuck your swag, bitch. I got the juice. Nigga, fuck your swag, bitch. I got the juice. Yeah, I got the juice. Yeah, I got the juice, bitch. I got the juice. I turn the lemon into some lemonade with my bare hands. You niggas ain't never did it, man. You ain't never witnessed no shit like this. You'd have been afraid. Within 60 seconds, it's minute made. You get it, man? I know some niggas that was killing for that center stage, and they'll put that thing to your ear like a hearing aid. They got a little change, turn into a renegade. Boys went from getting paid to making trades in a cage. Damn, I guess it's juice drained out with the cries and the lies, then the truth came out. Then hip hop died. I was mad when I heard the news. Grown ass man, I can't find a better word to use. You niggas couldn't define swagger in a dictionary, and I don't miss you, so I call my shit juice. Plus I know Jack, the real Jack. You think shout out Goose and the whole damn juice team. When I say juice, I'm talking about the plug, nigga. All my 9-to-5 workers and my drug dealers. All my thugs, niggas, red rag hood niggas, and my cuz niggas, everybody showing love, nigga.
Look, I'm just a nigga from the ghetto, but now I'm in the game and I'm ballin' like a mellow. Sweet, I'm just a nigga from the ghetto, but now I'm in the game and I'm ballin' like a mellow. Sweet, I'm just a nigga from the ghetto, but now I'm in the game and I'm ballin' like a mellow. Sweet, I'm just a nigga from the ghetto, but now I'm in the game and I'm ballin' like a mellow. Man, I wish that I could take it all back. Young running through the hood while I birth feed it with my feet all black, with my grandma telling me to be in by the street lights. But now I'm thugging, going hard in this street life. Plus these pussy niggas out here trying to kill me. I'm just killing tracks, making all these people feel me. Steady going track to track, I be going back to back. Used to be dead broke, now I'm blowing stack for stack. Gucci, Louis, Fendi, Prada, that's what I'm rocking now. And plus my blunts be fatter than a soccer now. And all the bitches who ain't choosing on a nigga dead, I look up, them the hoes who popping now. These hoes choosing, cause they nigga losing. And Lil Snoop winning, this is the beginning. Kids look up to me, they say that I am the image. So tell me what the fuck I look like, yeah, in a sentence, huh? I'm just a nigga from the ghetto, but now I'm in the game and I'm ballin' like a mellow. I'm just a nigga from the ghetto, but now I'm in the game and I'm ballin' like a mellow.
Sweet.
I'm just a nigga from the ghetto, but now I'm in the game and I'm ballin' like a mellow. I'm just a nigga from the ghetto, but now I'm in the game and I'm ballin' like a mellow. Yeah, y'all know what's up, nigga. We ballin' over here.
I'm talking about. White tee, blue jeans with an orange flag. Walking through your neighborhood, making boys mad. Five racks in the club, yeah, them boys brag. Showing money, I ain't throwing money, making whores mad. Cool with an attitude, I was born bad. Weed loud, it sound like a horn blast. Sitting in the back seat of a foreign jag and smoking a corn bag and reading a porn mag. Really bucket with switching the sipping. I'd be alive if I say y'all don't be kissing and hugging. Cause I do what I gotta do just to get to the fucking. But them hoes know that's how I go, ain't no kissing in public. I let her know, I let her go if she trippin' and stuff. With all of that trippin' and cussin', all of that bitchin' and fussin', don't wanna listen to nothing. Browse loud through my phone like you fishing for something. Boy, them bitches be bluffin', it's the same song. Same bros, same goals, same hoes, change clothes, same drove, bank bros, and I ain't bullshittin'. Haters plotting, we ain't stockin', we in the hood chillin'. Good niggas, bad bitches, nigga, that's good living. Fat boy, fat car, driving that Jaguar. Crank jokes, laugh hard, yeah, that's my brother, man. Me and Daylight, we on the phone talking numbers, man. Keep it on the under, man. So what you know about it? Since 07 we been talking codes. Since 08 we been tossing hoes. Since a young nigga fought some goals with dreams of piling foes. Whipping the polish, getting the dollars, pulling all the hoes. Kill Smith, bitch, I spit like I chew tobacco. Everything I spit hot like I drank Tabasco. I'm with a bad hoe watching Donnie Brasco. Bitch, I'm going in, nigga, I don't need a back door. Dropping through the rooftop or the window. Rest in peace, Travis, I'ma do it for my kinfo. Westside grouping with a satin bullet endo. Stay strapped, coming with a gun like Nintendo. Still push weight, I stay in the gym, ho. And if you buy enough, I can drop a little more. Ho, it's real, yeah, you know the fucking drill. To avoid Uncle Phil, got a dog called Winslow. See, you wouldn't understand, it's a dirty jungle. They commit felonies to get the burden numbers. Run a while till you run into them laws. Yeah, giving nigga jersey numbers. You be gone for 30 summers. I just ponder and wonder and light a blunt up. Fantasizing and strategizing to come up. Waiting on the blessing, but the devil still whispering. I never agree. Oh God, forgive me for listening. I do this shit, nigga. Kenzel, watch the bitch. 3.5, let's get live. Boy, none fade them out. I was gonna cut it, but fuck it, let the beat ride. Let it ride. Might lie long. Smoke something, bitch. It's bitch. Night long. K-Dog, bitch.
5-5, let's get live. Boy, going to play tomorrow. Let's go. I will go cut it, fuck it, let the beat ride.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. We're still here. I think Peaches is still here. But we're still here with K-Dog, BNFA.
K-Dog, bitch.
What does BNFA mean?
BNFA is bar none fade all. It's a mind state, a common mind state that we all share, you know?
Nice. When did you start sharing that mind state?
It was started in 12th grade.
Why is everything so funny?
That was funny. It started in 12th grade with some of my homies at school. You know, it's not a clique, it's not a gang or nothing like that. We were just all always one deep, but we all had a common mind frame. It's bar none. We bar none and we fade all. And we all had goals to get to the same, you know what I'm saying, the same path. We all trying to succeed. So we just figured we could all do it together or we could do it individually. And we gonna all make it.
Okay, so. Nice. I like that. Now, I know that's your Twitter handle, KDog_BNFA. How important do you think Twitter is?
Excuse me. It's important to an extent because it's a lot of people that live online and a lot of people that be on the internet as far as the bloggers and all of that. So it's important to stay relevant online to people to the people that stay online.
Now, I know. Not mentioning any specific cases, but I know over the last couple of weeks, there's been a series of individuals who have Twitter beef, right? There's such a thing nowadays called Twitter beef,
where guys go back, guys or girls.
We could talk about it.
Go back and forth. You want to talk about it?
We talk about it.
Huh?
Yep.
All right, bring it up, Peaches. Let's talk about it.
You brought it up.
Shit. No, I'm saying, like, talk. Let's get into it.
Well, basically, what he's alluding at, we're going to be messy. True. It's not really messy, but, you know, it's news.
It's public.
It's public. It was on Twitter. Renzo and D'Lo had shared 140 characters back and forth for a day.
And then Jack Freeman entered the...
Jack Freeman being everything. He just messy. He be instigating. Tell him I said it.
Jack Freeman, Peaches says you're messy.
I tell him all the time he's messy. But nah, basically, you know, D'Lo asked today. Renzo how he felt about Grace. And Renzo was like, you know, he didn't listen to the Hood Politics 1, 2, or 3 because he wasn't a fan. And he didn't feel that, you know, all the acclaimed success that Grace is having was needed. And, you know, D'Lo, of course, disagreed. And it kept going. For a while.
Yeah.
For a long while. I don't know. Did you listen to Grace?
I did listen to Grace.
Did you listen to Grace?
Yeah, I listened to it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it.
That's all you like. What does that mean?
Yeah, I liked it.
Brad?
I liked it. I really enjoyed the tape in full. D'Lo actually handed me two copies of it. I think he wanted me to listen to it twice. I listened to it once.
You listened to it once?
All the way through.
Yeah.
How many times did you listen to it?
I probably listened to it about 4 or 5 times now.
I listened to it once all the way through, but I went back and, like, you know, played my favorite songs.
Yeah.
What about you, Peach?
I listened to it a couple times.
But do you think this Renzo character, I say that like I don't know him.
Yeah.
This Renzo character.
He is a character.
Do you think he was in the right or wrong for what he was doing?
I think that he's entitled to his opinion, and it's because other people might not have agreed with it and don't necessarily like it doesn't mean that he's not entitled to it. I can't say whether he was right or wrong. I mean, for me personally, I didn't listen to the Hood Politics either. I wasn't, you know, hip to D'Lo like that. I became more, introduced to his music with Grace and some of the tracks off of that. So I can't, like, I can't say that, you know, I didn't like
it. You never listened to HP3?
No, I've heard some tracks off of it and I've seen him perform some stuff off of it, but I've never just sat down and listened to it, no.
Yeah.
I was introduced to D'Lo pretty much through HP3 and then went back and listened. But I think Grace is definitely his best work.
And that's what I've heard. That's what everybody, most people that have said something to me about it has been, you know, it's been like Grace has been, you know, it's showed progression from HP3 to now that it's a better body of work for him and, you know.
More complete, too. It's like
right.
A complete thought. But my feeling on Twitter beef, that one in general, was... You know, you can say you can definitely say whatever you want to. You know, speak your opinion. I think everyone is entitled to it. You know, obviously.
I mean, but D'Lo asked Renzo for his opinion, so
okay,
that's how it initiated. Like he asked that, so you can't be mad at when you ask for it.
I think the Renzo got mad when I think D'Lo said something to the effect that Renzo couldn't rap, right? And that's what really set him off, right?
I mean, that would have set me off, too.
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's what it was. But then, this is when I thought it got foolish. And I might get flagged for it, but I don't care. Renzo started saying, all right, well then let's battle. All right, let's throw a show and put money up and see who can rap
better.
See,
I don't know how those things work. Like, what
that's
that
to me, that's gimmicky. I work in professional wrestling, and that's gimmicky for me. Like that's like that's too much of an sports entertainment kind of thing.
But that's but then I mean, I guess who's to say that Renzo can't rap? I mean, just because
no, I'm not saying he can't rap. But Renzo might not have liked D'Lo's mixtape. D'Lo might think that Renzo can't rap, and that's D'Lo's opinion. I don't think here's the thing: if I don't like an artist, nothing that they're going to ever do is going to make me change my mind. So if D'Lo thinks that Renzo can't
because
rap,
you don't like them as a person or you don't like their music because music evolves. I might not
music
have
does
liked,
evolve, but
I
a lot
might
of
not
times,
have liked you know somebody's old stuff. I might like their new
but
stuff.
But here's the
though.
Thing: a lot of times when music does evolve, but a lot of times if someone gets turned off to an artist early on in their career, they won't revisit them.
I mean, and that's true, but. I really don't think that that's the case.
But a lot of times, your first impression is your last impression. So if D-Lo may have heard something from Renzo, say, and he's like, okay, this guy can't
but
rap.
But do you really think that that's what happened? Do you really think that's what happened?
I don't know what happened. I'm speculating.
You're a bad speculator.
Okay, you tell me what happened.
I don't want to play. Because Renzo's going to be psychic. All in my mentions on this fake Monday morning. I don't want to play.
You brought it up.
You brought this up.
I brought up Twitter beef.
K-Dog did this.
What? But what do you feel about Twitter beef? I honestly think like there's been some times I wanted to respond to people and Peaches actually says, don't even waste your time. And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Because I'm very big on taking the, not necessarily the high road, but like I said, I'm not that confrontational. I'm not arguing with somebody on Twitter. You got something to say to me, find me.
Yeah, that's how I feel. You can either call my phone or come see me.
Yeah, DM me your address.
It's like Twitter, it's like, that's for attention. Like, yeah, and it's like, I'm the type of person, I feel like I don't need no extra attention focused on me. So I'm not going to do that.
And when I do get the extra attention, it's in a bad way. Like, exactly. Like talking shit on Twitter.
Because I don't get to react like everybody else. So, for what? You wanna get some attention? Come see me. I give you all the attention you want.
True.
I mean, but you're like, sometimes though, it really is like someone will say something to you on Twitter, and you're like, all right.
I mean,
I'm not gonna let this one slide.
That's when you feel it, right? That's when you just be sarcastic and an asshole. Like, you want to be a jerk. I could be a jerk. I don't want to, but you don't want to play with me because I'll play. You don't want to play because you can't. Like, where are you gonna go?
Peaches.
You don't.
Kato, do I want to play with you, Peaches?
You shouldn't.
I might.
Y'all sit awfully close together.
That's cool.
I just thought I'd point that out for people who aren't here right now.
Mm-hmm. Awfully close.
Off like touching close. Peaches has just put her posterior on K-Dog's pelvis.
Yeah. Haters after hating on me. Yes, sir.
I just want to point out, I fought Cav on Sunday and I won.
Oh yeah, I seen that.
What happened?
I threw ice at him.
I didn't know what was going on.
I don't know what he was doing. He was talking shit and I had some ice in the cup and I threw ice at him. The first one landed in his pocket. The second one, I hit him in the head with it. He chased me.
Peaches, you're reckless in the morning time. I'm just going to let you know. You've mentioned so many names on the show and you're normally very big on not name mentioning.
I mean, that happened. I did fight Kevin. I won. I beat him up on Vine too.
I vined that.
Because you can't bully a thug.
You can be a bully on the beat, but you can't be a bully in real life, Cav. That's what Peaches is saying.
No, that's what Brad said.
Brad didn't say that.
No. Brad said that.
I'm afraid of Cav the Don.
See, what we're really doing is see how many people actually listen to the show right now.
No, that's not why I'm doing that.
That's what I mean. This is fun.
But this is about K-Dog. Not about you, Peaches.
Alias EP drops Friday, July 12th at SF2.
Drops last Friday,
South.
July 12th.
It dropped Friday, baby, at SF2.
So, are there any features on the project?
I tried to keep it to a minimum, but I do have a couple features. Shout out to Trailblaze from Verse Records. He the only rapper feature I got on there. And then I got Nene. She's a singer on that track. It's Cooker T. Washington.
That's Cooker T. Washington. So those are all the features you have?
Yeah.
So, you don't seem like a guy who would want a bunch of other rappers on his project.
I really do, but I'm real picky about what rappers I want and what song I want them on.
So when you hear a song, you're like, okay, I want a feature on this. What do you look for the featured MC? Do you want someone who's hot right now, buzzing?
It go different ways. I don't even think about shit like
so
that.
So why Trailblaze? Why did he get on the project?
For that one, I heard it and I don't know if I thought of Blaze and then I thought, let me hit him up, see if he'll like it, or if I just listened to it and I was like, I hear Blaze on this. I think it was more like that. I listened to it, I was like, yeah, I hear Blaze on this. I'm gonna send him this. So I really went to his house. He laid it down for me. And then that was when I only had one verse on it. He laid down the second verse and he killed that hoe. I was like, damn, I need to write another verse. So I went back and wrote a third verse to come in after him. And that's how we did that.
And, you know, we talked about this on another episode of the show. Like, nowadays when people put out records where it's like a posse cut or there's a featured MC, do you think sometimes that takes away from people listening to the song as a whole because now they're comparing people's verses to one another?
What's a posse cut?
Posse cut's like where a bunch of people on the same song.
Oh, and what's your question?
Do you think it takes, away from the song?
Because people start comparing who had the better verse and not, is the song good?
I don't think people listen to the music the same anymore anyway.
What do you mean, Peach?
I don't know.
I think people listen to certain stuff based off the name. Like for instance, in the last month, you've had Yeezus drop, you've had Born Center drop, you had Mac Miller drop, Jay-Z just dropped.
Wale
drop. You really didn't even hear a lot of people talk about Wale that much, but he had a number one album.
No, his album's good.
Right, I went but a Wale he hasn't fan to been, this album. He hasn't been as mentioned as Born Center, but he's number one now, though.
Yeah, Wale's Cole? Trash.
Yeah, he's after 3 weeks, he's number one now.
You said Born Center's trash?
Wale.
Oh, Wale's
you
trash?
You don't like Wale? Why?
I tried too many times to get this nigga a chance.
What don't you like about him?
This nigga, I don't like the way this nigga rhyme. I don't like the way the nigga rap at all. Fuck that nigga.
You don't like Mac Miller either.
I only listen to Mac Miller like once or twice. I didn't even say Mac Miller's bad. I just don't listen to him.
Wale, I haven't given like Mac Miller a fair chance yet either.
How'd you feel about Born Center?
Oh yeah, I fuck with Born Center. That whole dope.
Yeezus? What'd you think about Yeezus?
Yeezus live too, but Born Center doper than Yeezus.
Have you heard the new Jay-Z?
Yeah, I'm still on that. I can't wait to take this road trip so I can listen to it.
Oh yeah, I bought the CD. I wasn't satisfied with it just being in the iPod.
True.
I needed it in the stereos, you know what I mean? I needed to hear it on wax, on that CD, all right. You need that full studio quality. And I felt entitled to buy it too.
Go ahead, because you want to go there.
You know,
go ahead, go right into it. Cause look, he itching. He been waiting all interview.
I'm excited to go there. You know, you a big Jay-Z fan?
Huh?
You a big Jay-Z fan?
Yeah, he's probably my favorite rapper.
Probably
he is. Was he? It used to be M.
Brad yesterday.
You know, we seen that. Who were we with? Somebody said something. I think that was the other. Where were we, fool?
What?
Somebody said that shit.
Said what?
Jay-Z just tweeted. That was Monday morning. We was at Auditory House. Shout out to Auditory. He pointed that out. He said, man, Jay-Z just retweeted Brad Gilmore. That shit crazy.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Jay-Z.
He was waiting. He was waiting.
That's what I wanted to say. Yeah, I bet.
He was waiting.
Jay-Z not only retweeted a young Blair, he added some words.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Facts
Two
only.
Words.
Hey.
What was it?
He said facts only.
What did you tweet?
Well, like, here's the thing. He was going on this Twitter thing. He was responding to people, right? And he started putting, instead of putting a hashtag, he was putting an asterisk and saying, my laugh, you know, alluding to, like, the infamous Jay-Z laugh that he has on all of his records. And I thought that was tight. And I tweeted out, like, man, like, the fact that Jay-Z can do an asterisk my laugh is the dopest thing in the world or something to that effect, right? Because it's just such a boss move. And then he just tweeted back and he said, facts only.
You added him when you said that?
I did add him.
Yeah.
S_C_ @.
That's true.
And then Jay-Z tweeted me back.
Oh, that's him texting me now.
Yeah, I just got a text from Hove. He says, shout out. That's all he said. Two words. He just said, shout out.
Facts only.
Facts only. New rules. But anyway, did you like the new Jay album?
Yeah, I'm fucking with it so far.
What's your favorite song?
So far, my favorite song is the one I got out the car on, part two.
Fuck with me, you know I got it.
That's the one you like?
Yeah.
I like
cliche.
Tom Ford.
Huh?
That's a little cliche.
Hey.
But
hey.
I see why he did it.
Hey, let me live my life.
I ain't mad at you. Live your life, baby.
How do you think it stacks up to his other albums?
I don't listen to them too much.
Oh, you don't like? You're not a big Jay fan?
Not too much.
Never listen to any of his other stuff? Or?
Yeah, I have. I listened to the first Jay-Z album I listened to was the Black album. I listened to Kingdom Come. It was alright. I listened to
Kingdom Come was my least favorite Jay-Z album.
Yeah, it was alright. What was the other one? What's his name?
Blueprint. You hear Blueprint?
Nah, I didn't listen to any of those, but I heard I'm missing out. But I'm not, you know what I'm saying? But what came out?
Yeah,
what came out?
I've never
Watch
heard
Throne?
Either.
Nah, what came out after Kingdom Come? Watch
American
Throne?
Gangster.
American Gangster. That
Blueprint
that was straight
3.
Too. Oh yeah, then yeah, that's when I started really fucking with it, Blueprint 3.
Who's your number one MC of all time?
Of all time, number one MC, probably Pac.
Pac over Biggie. You're a Pac fan over? He seems like a Pac guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't he seem like a Pac guy, Peaches? Mm-hmm. Isn't that weird how you can just kind of sense that he's a Pac guy?
Yeah.
Pac guy. What do you sense, Brad? What are your spidey senses telling you?
if K-Dog said certain words to me, all right, this is sounding weird, but rock with it.
Okay.
He could say something. Okay, like earlier, like when he was clipping his nails, right?
Stop right? playing him out like this.
He was just, he could clip his nails, and he could say, "What's up?" And I'd be intimidated. And I feel like the same thing with Pac. If Pac was clipping his nails, you said, "What's up?"
You remember that one night at the at warehouse?
Yeah, you scared me that night. I was like, there was a performer going on. I was standing in front of you and Peaches, and all K-Dog said was, "You're in my way." I was like, "Oh, yeah. Oh no, he's gonna kill me. I'm dead." I've never been so afraid. I was so afraid that I just went and hugged a Cap the Don. That's what I did. I just hugged him. I said, "No, no, K-Dog's so scary. I don't like it."
Shit.
He said, "You're in my way." Just in like, just in his like K-Dog whisper. You know what I mean? It wasn't even like a, "Hey, you're in my way, man." It was
like tap your shoulder.
No, he didn't even tap. He was looking down actually, which was funny. He wasn't even looking at the. He wasn't even looking at the stage. He was just like looking down. He was like, "You're
was
in my
way."
No, I was right in front of him.
Oh.
He was
like,
"You're
exaggerating like a motherfucker.
You're in my way." I was like, "Oh, oh my God, I'm in K-Dog's way." And I looked at Dobeezy like, "What do I do? Do I move?"
What Do did.
And Doe was like, "Yeah, you better move, player. K-Dog, he's a pot guy. You better watch out.
True.
He's outlaw."
How much of the story did you just make up?
That's all true.
No, all of this is not true because I was sitting there.
That happened.
Yeah, all of that did not happen.
I hugged Captain Don. I looked at Doe. He said he's a pot guy.
He did not say that.
And then I skipped to my Lou out the door.
You ain't skipped nowhere. Cause
I
you
skipped to my Lou.
Brad, stop lying.
No, that's all. That what happened?
See, look, stop
what
lying.
Happened?
No.
Then?
I can't recall something.
He asked
like that.
You to move. You looked at me with this look of total confusion on your face.
Yeah,
but
I do
you
remember
moved.
That. That was funny.
And then when you was leaving, you didn't know whether to come and say bye or not. You looked at K-Dog and was like, "Can I speak?"
I remember. Yeah,
that's what happened. You might have hugged Cap because you just a dork, but
I feel that it was creepy. I'm just saying, you're a scary guy.
I'm sorry to scare you. I was just keeping it.
And true. Now that I know you're born 1990, we're not too far off in age. What are you, 22?
Yeah.
So we're not too far off in age. So now I'm not as intimidated anymore because you just look mean.
You said you was born in 90?
He's born 90.
What year were you born?
92.
Sheesh.
92?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
So you're 20?
Yeah, I turned 21 in December.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Turned 23 in December.
December what?
25th.
Christmas?
Indeed.
Your what? Birthday is Christmas. How does that Crazy. Work? Doesn't it suck to be a December baby? First off, I don't like being a December baby because then presents, boom, split up, birthday, Christmas.
That's
Didn't
crazy.
Like it,
cause
you're on Christmas.
Yeah, that's crazy because you say December baby, but my birthday on Christmas and I never experienced that. People always ask me that shit and I never understood what the fuck they was talking about. Like, nah, I always got two gifts.
You only, just always got...
Only from my mama and my granny.
Okay, well, then it's different. Kids. But see, like, for some people, like my sister, right, when we were growing up, she's in May, right? Sister gets a bunch of presents in May.
I'm in May.
I know you are. Y'all are both Taurus. You're May,
26th.
No.
23rd.
9th.
14th. I'm just
May 14th is my sister's birthday. What's your birthday? 12th.
Up.
You're the 12th.
You fucking up.
Peach, you're the 12th, right?
No.
Which one are you?
The ninth.
I said the ninth. And then you said no.
No, I'm saying no to him because he was all in the
May 9th. Anyway, but my sister will always get a lot of gifts in May. And then when it come back to boom, December time, I get like little gifts. And then boom, Christmas, bigger gift. My brother's the 23rd too, so he also felt that. But he's 44, so he's
December.
Not really worried about gifts.
December 23rd?
Yeah, he's December
23rd. They just get, like, only give him one gift or
something? Well, I don't know. Oh. Because he was, like, raised out of the house before I was even born.
I see.
He's old. He's 43, yeah. 44, something like that. But anyway, off of that. So how is it being born on the day of Christ?
I like it, shit.
Do you feel connected with Jesus Christ? That's a serious question. I know it sounded like
yeah,
that
was I was
a joke.
Say, I don't know how.
it was a serious question.
Do you mean do I feel connected as in religious or just because my birthday is on Christmas?
A little bit of both.
I don't feel connected to him because my birthday is on Christmas, but I am
the Son of God, and Jesus is my Lord.
You're
a God
fearing man.
God fearing gangster.
Do you go to church every Sunday?
Not every Sunday, but I did go to Sunday before last.
See, here's the thing. I don't think you need to go to church to be a spiritual guy or a religious guy.
I don't think so.
I think people put pressure on you to go to church, and if you don't, you're a bad Christian.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to go there.
Do we not want to bring up religion?
This would be the perfect time to do it because can't nobody respond to me right now.
You'd rather talk about love than religion?
Religion is something that is, it's like one of those things that is everybody is entitled to how they feel about it, and I'm not knocking that. I don't identify the same way a lot of people do because I believe that my walk is mine and is mine alone and doesn't have to be understood. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I grew up in the church. I grew up in like a Baptist church, you know. I went to a Presbyterian church and it was weird to me because I grew up in a black church. But I've never really had a connection with the church. I've always felt more spiritual on my own than like when I was in the church.
Yeah.
Because churches can be real judgy, and I'm not here for that. Like, I'm going to church to get the message. I'm not coming to church for everybody else that's in the church.
Yeah, I agree. I'll agree with that. And I think they put too many pressure on you to, you know, to me.
It's just like black churches, they become a fashion show. You're going for the wrong reasons.
Never been to a black church?
I've been to a black funeral. That's the only thing I've ever been
to.
Who was it? Who was it?
Who what?
Died.
A friend of mine's mother.
Oh.
But it was a different experience.
A lot of black people, huh?
What was all black people.
What was different about it?
Well, see, like, the previous funeral that I went to before that, it was like, you know, white funerals were very quiet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of, like, just, like, sit and listen type thing. I've never, like, this isn't even a joke. I honestly left the funeral, like, a little, like, happier.
He called me.
No, I'm not even, like, joking. Like they make you feel not as bad. You know what I mean?
It's a celebration of life.
Yeah, at a black church.
Black funeral.
At a black funeral. Yeah. Because, when you leave a white funeral, you still feel really, really bad.
Yeah.
And then they were singing, and then they were dancing, and there was a lot of yeses, which was weird. Like, I'd never seen, like, I heard a lot of yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the pastor was very great. He was very, very good. Like, it was probably, like, the best sermon or eulogy or whatever I've ever heard. Because he would sing. he would be preaching and then start singing with it. And it was very different for me. I've never experienced anything like that before. So it was a different experience.
I feel you.
For sure. I've never been to a black church for service though.
Yeah.
I keep telling DMD I'm going to go with him.
Where does he go?
I don't know.
I went to Wheeler for a while.
That's cool. But you're a religious person. Anyway, so moving on, we're going to wrap this up. So tell people what they can expect now that Alias is out and 3.5 is on his way. What can you expect from Alias? What can you expect from 3.5?
Man, on this Alias project, it's real short. It's an EP. It's 10 tracks, nine flows, freestyles, whatever you want to call it. And the 10th one is a bonus. It's my all-original track. It's called I Got the Juice, produced by Risky Boy. On this one, yeah, man, shit, I'm just giving them bars, you know what I'm saying? Holding them over until the all-original project 3.5 drop in September. The 3.5, I got a few features on there, and I got a lot of good production on that thing too.
I see. What features you have on 3.5?
On features, I got Cab on there. I got Double B on there. I got Showstopper on there. Who else on that thing, man? That's it right now. I got a couple other tracks that's not done. I still need to put a singer on there. I still need to put a couple other rappers on there.
Definitely. Now, that's 3.5. Tell people where they can get your music, where they can find you, and all that good stuff.
I'm on Twitter at KDOG_BNFA, KDOGG_BNFA. I'm on online, headrecords.com, barnonefadeall.com. I'm Googleable. Google me on Google, baby. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't bullshitting.
That's another one that I've never heard before. So, touched her throat and Googleable.
Googleable.
Googleable. I'm Googleable.
Googleable.
I'm Googleable.
What, a hyphen?
No.
No, one word.
Oh.
Googleable.
Googleable.
Just get on his level.
There's Google me.
K-Dog, Peaches, any last words?
No.
DJ Motai?
Get the Alias EP, baby. Mike Slaughter.
Baby. You really do talk like an old black man.
I ain't bullshitting. Fuck with me.
K-Dog, alias, baby. Get live. Patrick, yeah,
I appreciate y'all
hole.
For having me. Cool.
What's the dad?
What's
the dad from Friday?
Oh, yeah, you talk like the dad from Bebe. Friday. You talk like the dad from Friday.
Rest in peace to John Witherspoon, baby.
Did he die?
He died?
He's gone.
I don't think he died.
I don't think he died.
He's dead.
When did he die?
During the set of Friday 4.
I don't even think they're making a Friday 4.
They made it. He died.
His name's John Witherspoon?
Yep.
Huh?
Yep.
I don't think he died, K-Dog.
I don't think he died.
They talking about
it's Googleable.
We're going to Google this, and we might Hold have
on.
To cut this
I'm
out.
I'm doing it right now.
It's Googleable.
He is still alive, K-Dog.
He didn't die.
Oh, he's very still alive and breathing.
Why you kill him like that?
K-Dog RIP'd John Witherspoon.
John Witherspoon is not dead.
I heard John Witherspoon died twice. I'm sorry, y'all. Because I thought I was tripping started. The first time, then the second K-Dog time somebody said somebody it, and I was like, yep.
John Witherspoon is the first casualty of the
Brad Gilbert Show on demand.
On demand.
John Witherspoon.
He
still
died.
Alive.
It's still he's still alive.
John Witherspoon. Rest in peace, baby.
Rest in peace, baby. Friday the 4th. You ain't gonna make it, baby. Rest
John
in peace.
Witherspoon, if you out there, please don't film Friday the 4th.
Shit.
Please don't do it. Because
my bad, John.
Kill you.
My bad, pops.
Don't.
My bad, pops.
Do not do it.
All right. Well, on that note, RIPs and all. We're gonna get out here. Of the Brad Gilbert Show on demand. We'll see y'all next week, baby.
Fuck with me. K-Dog, bitch.